Parashas Baloischa, we find at the end of the parasha of Lashon Hara, that Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam spoke about Moshe. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Tumas Ras, writes that Miriam was a meschavin, didn't intend to speak in the gnus of Moshe Rabbeinu, especially because she was an older sister, a few years older than Moshe Rabbeinu. She brought Moshe Rabbeinu up. She was Moshe Nefesh. She put herself in Sakona Sefoshois to save Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sifri brought down in the Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, in the beginning of Klal Ches, brings down the Sifri that says that they spoke Lahaniyosoi Shel Moshe, to the benefit of Moshe Rabbeinu. They spoke Lashon Hara L'Te'elas, for a purpose. They decided, they were under the assumption that the Kedusha that Moshe Rabbeinu had due to his Nevuah wasn't greater than the Kedusha that they had from having Nevuah. No greater than the Madrega of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, that also had Nevuah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they were not Purish from the wives. They remained married to the wives. So Moshe Rabbeinu should have also been Noyeg, also should have acted accordingly, and everyone was on the same level. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu act greater than all the other Nevi'im that remained with the wives? And Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he was different, that he had to be purged from his wife. And if you look at the Pesukim are very clear this way. The Pasuk said in the Pasuk Beis, Vayomru harak ach b'moshe dibra Hashem, like gam bonu dibra Hashem. That Aaron and Miriam said, harak ach b'moshe, did Hashem only speak with Moshe? Hashem spoke with us. And we have Nevuah, and we were able to live. We were able to live. Ishla ishtoi, why is Moshe Rabbeinu different? And that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the psukim in this week's parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that a regular Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to them b'chaloim. Rashi brings down that's called aspaklaria she'ena me'ira. But, says Hashem, lo'ichein avdi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Pel, dababoy, temunas Hashem yabit. Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega is a much, much higher madrega than all other Nevi'im. Even all the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is a different madrega. He should be Purish Misha. The question is, if their kavana was the te'elas, the kavana was trying to give tachacha for the corrective purposes, that Moshe Rabbeinu had no right to divorce his wife because other Nevi'im were also able to live with the wives. So we know that Lashon Hara L'Te'elas is Mutter. Lashon Hara L'Te'elas is Mutter. So what was the Lashon Hara that they spoke? The Chofetz Chaim answers that what they did with Lashon Hara was that they decided, they already judged what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and they spoke against what Moshe Rabbeinu did without asking him, why did you do it? What's the reasoning for what you're doing? And that was the chelik of Lashon Hara, of judging Moshe Rabbeinu before speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu and asking him personally what's the reason why he did so. Perhaps there's another another reason for the Lashon Hara that they spoke. The Gemara on Shabbos, the Pesayin says that the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did by himself, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu. One of them is this, that Moshe Rabbeinu was purished from his wife. Moshe Rabbeinu was purished right from his wife midaitoi by himself, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim hayodoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to him. The Gemara says, how do we know? Because the pasuk says, after Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Lech Amor Lahem, Shuvu La'alechem, tell Klai Yisrael to go back to their Oilechem, to their houses, you're able to continue living with your wives, because they stopped by Shlesh Nemeh Bala, they could go back to the wives, but V'ata Poya Mori Modi. But Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you stand here with me. Meaning, don't go back to home. So Tosfos asks, how do we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was purish midaita, he separated by himself? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had no personal thoughts of being purish midaita. Maybe he was purish because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Poya Moshe Modi, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he never intended to do so. How does the Gemara know that Moshe personally did it by himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to what he did? So Moshe Rabbeinu, Tosfos answers that from the fact that Aaron and Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu, it must be that he did it willingly. He did it midaitoi. If he wouldn't have done it midaitoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly told him to separate, then Miriam and Aaron would never ever have spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. But Tosfos asks, good, Moshe Rabbeinu decided by himself, but he has askama of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him askama. How could, it's still hard to understand. How did Miriam and Aaron speak against Moshe if he have Haskama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that Tosfos in Shabbos answers that we have a klal, b'derech she'odem roitzeh leilech melichin oisei. The way a person wants to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives siyata d'shmaya that he'll go that way. And Aaron and Miriam tainted that Moshe, true that Kadosh Baruch Hu was hiskim ayodoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to what Moshe Rabbeinu did, but it is b'derech she'odem roitzeh leilech. Moshe Rabbeinu personally had his personal agenda. He wanted to separate from his wife, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to what he did, what he wanted. Could b'derech she'odem roitzeh leilech melichim oisei. But why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to be different than other Nevi'im? So perhaps that was the Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara was that they claimed that Moshe Rabbeinu had his own agenda, his own personal thing that he wanted to do, different than us, and he was b'derech she'odem roitzeh leilech. He wanted to go his own personal ideas. Perhaps that was a Lashon Hara. But the question is, what was the answer? How do we know not? Maybe it was true. So I heard, if you read the Pesukim continue, Loichein Avdi Moshe, B'chol Beisi Ne'monu. Moshe Rabbeinu is an Eved Ne'mon. He's an Eved that's trustworthy. He's totally bottle, totally subservient to the desires of his master. He won't want anything that Hashem doesn't want. If he wanted the Purish from Isha, it's because Moshe Rabbeinu knew this is the Rasan Hashem. He understood this is the Rasan Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have wanted anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't want. We say in Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki even neman k'rasaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu Eved Ne'eman. So Nosson Bachfogel explains that the tefillah continues, proving how do we know that Moshe was Eved Ne'eman? Because Kalil Tiferes Beroshei Nesatalei, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a crown on his head. Mashal of a king that's wearing a crown and he wants to put down the crown. Where she put the crown? She put the crown on another's, on an Eved and a servant's head. He puts a crown on the servant's head. The servant's going to say, oh, I'm king. He might start rebelling. Might become too haughty. So the best place for the king to put down the crown is on a hook. The hook is never going to say, Ani Melech. So the fact Shekliel Teferes Beroshei Nesatalei, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Kliel Teferes, put the crown on Moshe's head, that's a proof. Eved Ne'eman Karasloi, he was called the Eved Ne'eman, the trustworthy, meaning to say anything he wanted, only the Ratzon Hashem, he would never want to do anything that the Adon doesn't want. And we know the Torah, the in Zeta Bracha ends off and says, Vayomas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. This was the hesped of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, two words, Eved Hashem. His whole mahus, his whole ratzon was only to do the ratzon of his master. And this is what we all have a chiyuf. Chayv Adam Loimar, Mosay Giyai. You have to try to have she'ifus, try to get to this level to live with the awareness that our job is to do the Ratzon Hashem. And all our desires are only to want what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, to be the real Avdei Hashem, and not to do what we want, to only want the Ratzonus Hashem wants. We know that the mitzvahs that say of a Zachar is Hashem, Eis Hashem, Asa Hashem, Okechel and Miriam, the mitzvah, the Rambam says that Shezboinenu, the mitzvah is to think, Shezboinenu what Miriam and Aviyah did, and perhaps part of this is Boinenus, the mitzvah to think about is to realize this point, that Eved Hashem doesn't have his own agenda. Eved Hashem, his whole desire is constantly to do what Hashem wants of me, what Hashem's Ratzon is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a schus that we should be zeich to mechazik ourselves to be Oivdi Hashem be'emes or be'shleimus, and our entire Ratzon should be only to do Lasses with soin koinoi. What's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Have a good Shabbos. Thank you.